Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Shvi of Parshas Ekev follows the Parsha of second Parsha of what we say in Kriyat Shema. The Parsha Shvi begins, Ki'im shamor tishmirun et kol ha-mitzvah hazot asher anochi mitzaveh etchem. If you will translate it simply, if you will observe well this mitzvah which I command you, la-sota, to do it, le'avo et Hashem Elokeichem, to love God, la-lechet b'chol derechav, to go in the ways of God, u'ledav kabo, and to cling to Him. That's the beginning. Now, of course, this echoes the beginning of the second parsha of Kriyat Shema, which immediately precedes it. V'haya im shamoa tishmua mitzotai asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. This is in Perek Yud Aleph of Ekev, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and onward. If you will, shamoa tishmu, listen well, surely listen, to my mitzvot, which I command you this day, la'avot Hashem Elokeichem, ulo'avdo b'chol avavchem ulo'chol nafshem, to serve, to love God, to serve, etc., etc. So there is a very distinctive connection. I'd like to deepen that, and what I'm saying, of course, there are other possible ways of reading the psukim, and there are other possible ways of having kavana when you say Kriyat Shema every day, but I certainly hope that if you pay attention to this one way or another, your kavana in saying Kriyat Shema every day will become deeper, whether you have the kavana that I'm going to suggest now or you have any other kavana. Ki im shamar tishmerun et kol hamitzvah hazot. Right? I'm going to follow in this Rashi. Okay? If you will keep the mitzvot. And that's a normal translation. The emphasis, shamoa tishma, shamoa tishmeru, shamar tishmerun, surely do it well. But when it comes to shamar tishmerun, there is another way we could read this, because the word shamar, Rashi doesn't say it here, but in Parshas Vayeshev, we have a pasuk after the dreams of Yosef. We are told that his father shamar et hadavar. His father observed, watched, guarded the matter. Rashi says shamar can mean he waited expectantly, indeed longed for. Shamar lishmar means to hope for. So there's another translation, and we should be aware of this. When we talk about shmirat mitzvot, we say we observe the commandments. That's shmirat mitzvot, which basically for people means they do what they're supposed to do. But shomer can be to long for, to yearn for. It's not simply that we are doing it, but we long for it. We hope for it. In any case, the mitzvah, la sota, and in fact, we say this in the world of kavanot, when we say ava rabba or avat olam before Kriyat Shema in the morning. So we say, lilmod olamed lishmor v'lasot, to observe them and to do it. Well, isn't doing it the observing of the mitzvot, the way we usually translate observe? But there could be a kavana, lishmor v'laso, not only to do, but to long for doing, to yearn for doing. In any case, Rashi says on the three things in the pasuk, that im shamar tishmur kol mitzvah zot, lasota, la'avo at Hashem Elokeichem, to love God. And then, lolechet b'chol drachov, uledavkabo, to go in all his, that is God's, ways. Avat Hashem. That's the first thing. Rashi doesn't comment on Avat Hashem. Avat Hashem, of course, has been explicated in the first parsha of Kriyat Shema. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, to love God means b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol miyodecha. It means the totality of self, the totality of life indeed, the totality of yearnings is completely dedicated and focused on one reality, and that reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is God. That is the phenomenology of Ava. As the Rambam says at the end of Hilchot Tshuva, the Ava is being, the Ava of God is metaphorized in Shir HaShirim, which is about the Ava of a man for a woman, and is a metaphor of Chol Shir HaShirim, the Rambam says in the 10th Perek, Chol Shir HaShirim with Hilchot Tshuva, Chol Shir HaShirim, Mashal hu l'inyan zeh. All of Shir HaShirim is a mashal. Just as a person in love with another person is constantly thinking of that other person, he is always thinking of her, so too, one is always focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, even more so, says the Rambam. But the La'ava Tashem Elokeichem, what are the phenomenology of La'ava? Ava, of course, is a feeling. And what does that feeling direct me to? So if we read the Pasuk that way, then the Rambam, then Rashi says, Lolechet b'chol d'rachav, hu rachum v'yatote rachum. As God is rachum, you should be rachum. Hu gomel chasadim v'yata gomel chasadim. God is gomel chasadim, acts with chesed, with loving kindness, so too that's the way you should live your life. Uledav kabo, and cling unto him. And Rashi, following Chazal, v'chi efshar lomar kein, can you really cling to God? V'halo esh ochlahu, God is an all-consuming fire. That too is a metaphor. You can't cling to God. But rather one should cling, associate with total association in the company of the Talmidim and the Chachamim. Umalani Alecha, and HaKadosh Baruch then says, then I will consider as if kilu nidbakta bo, as if you clung to me. Malani Alecha kilu nidbakta bo. Right? Ubo tidbak, Chazal say, and you shall cling to him. Again, atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, all of these are the totality of involvement, and that totality of involvement, of course, is, and here the Rambam in Hilchot Deot explains this very well, because it is the way of human beings to live following the classic formulation, man is by nature a political, which is a translation from the Greek, a creature of the polis, he's a social animal. We follow, we are caught up in following the ways. Environment is critical to the way we are. So clinging to God means to be in the environment of those people who are clinging to God. And therefore, what we are dealing with here is, these are things we should be shamar tishmerut. We should be yearning for. We should be looking out for. We should be make sure our life is lived in this kind of context. And what is the context? The context is lalechet b'chol d'rachav, to go in the ways of God. Go in the way of God, the Darchei Hashem, which are known as the Drachim of Avram Avinu, are explicated in the Yud Gimel Midot. Here I will refer not only to the Rambam in Hilchot Deot, the Rambam in Hilchot Deot in the first Perek of Hilchot Deot says, according to Rambam, the ways of God for us are to go in the middle path of character traits. The Heim Hadrachim Hatovim Vayesharim, they are the good and just ways. And he says this is the meaning of the Halachta Bidrachav. You shall go, you shall walk in his, God's ways. Kach lindu b'feirush mitzvah zo, the Rambam goes on and says, Chazal taught us the meaning of this mitzvah is Mahu nikra chanun, as God is called chanun, afatahaye chanun. So you shall be chanun. In other words, when we speak, and here the Rambam, of course, influenced by his philosophical position, that one can't really posit anthropomorphisms about God or anthropopathisms. Mahu nikra chanun, as God is called chanun, as af ata heye chanun. But you must be chanun. You should have a characteristic, not simply to act as one would imagine a person who felt chanun. You're supposed to feel that way. Mahu nikra chanun rachum af ata heye rachum. And so on and so forth. And these are, the Rambam concludes, these are the drachim hatovim vayesharim. And this is the way, this is the meaning of the pasuk, and this is what Rashi says, that lelechet b'chol drachav is ledavkabo. How do we come to know the ways? How do we come? So one can philosophically, if you will, arrive at the ways, one can arrive at the ways by the proper understanding of what the Torah is telling us. Indeed, the Rambam at the end of the Guide for Perplexed, the very last chapter, the very last point in the Guide for Perplexed, essentially is to say that quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, right, that what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Right? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, Haskel v'yadoloti. We can feel we've accomplished something in life, right? Not if we are gibor necessarily, strong, physically strong. Not if we're wealthy, following the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, right? Those are not the things. But in this, a person can feel that he's done something worthy in life. Self-praise for this. Haskel v'yadoloti, that he knows me, and which sounds like a philosophical awareness and understanding and profound understanding of the truth and the nature of God, right? And then it goes on, ki ani Hashem, for I am God. And we would expect some kind of philosophical statement to be made, right? But as the Rambam points out, no philosophical statement is made, but rather to know God means that there are implications about the way I live. They're not simply about philosophical truths that I might accept 100%, but there is a difference in the way I live my life, not merely what I know, but what I do. Ki ani Hashem oseh chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz. I am God who does, right? Again, our pasuk in Kim Shamar, tishmiru net kol ha-mitzvah hazot, et kol ha-mitzvah b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafsha, kol ha-mitzvah hazot, asher anochi mitzvah etchem, la'asota, to do it, it's about doing. Ki ani Hashem oseh chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz. For I am God who does chesed, loving kindness, mishpat, judgment, proper judgment, stucca, righteousness in the world. And such, the Rambam concludes, the Guide to the Perplexed, will be the way of a life of a person who truly knows God. And we can only really come to this, learn about this, by being in the context and in the company of good people, of people who live that kind of life. It's not merely theory. It has to be embodied lessons. Okay, like Chazal say, if Kimalach Hashem Tzvakos, right? That the Rebbe, the teacher, has to be like a Malach Hashem. And the Gemara says, if the teacher is a Malach Hashem, if he is like an angel of God. In other words, if his behavior is angelic, if his behavior is proper, if he can be a model for the way a person should live, then learn from him. If it's merely the brilliance of insight and the wisdom of the cutting edge of understanding, it is not enough. And that is what we are being told in this pasuk, Kim Shamar Tishmeru, and I'll translate it the way, you know, in this light. If you will yearn, right, for all this mitzvah, you will observe it, you will do it, but you will yearn to really do it right, which means you're yearning to come to La'avot Hashem Elokeichem, to love God. La'avot Hashem Elokeichem, which means la'lechet b'chol drochav, to be, if you can use the term, to act in a godly fashion, uledav kabo, and to cling to God. And the clinging to God is learned from learning not only from what the Rebbe says, not only from what the teacher says. Chazal say the following thing, Gemara and Brachos, that Gedola Shimusha Shel Torah Yoter Milimuda, serving, being in the presence of, attending to the Talmid Chacham, who's teaching you Torah, is even more than the learning of Torah. For the Pasuk says, Po Elisha Ben Shafat, the prophet Elisha is here. The king of Israel is talking to the king of Yehuda, who is looking for a true prophet, not one of the prophets of Israel, the false prophets, but wants it. He says, here, Elisha ben Shafat, asher yotzak mayim ayidei Eliyahu. He poured water onto Eliyahu's hands. The Gemara says, it doesn't say that he learned Torah from Eliyahu, rather that he served him. He saw the way he lived his life, and he lived his life with that kind of inspiration. And therefore, it is Gedola Shimusha. Torah is not merely theoretical. Torah is not merely the brilliant insight. Torah is not merely the philosophical depths of something. But it is the lived truth. It is the living in the image of God, as it were. Mahu Rachum, as God is Rachum. We don't see the full glory of God. Hareini noet kvodecha. Nobody sees that. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Nobody can see me. Nobody can understand me, says God to Moshe. Right? But God says, I will show you my ways. And those ways are the 13 midot, 13 qualities of the way we should live and the way we should be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could grant us the kavana, the intent, and the proper intent to have intent when we're saying Kriyat Shema, and to understand that the call of Kriyat Shema is to take things b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, right? It's kol hadvarim asher anochi mitzvah hayom, shamar tishmerun, kol hamitzvah zot la'asota la'ava. Ba'avo es Hashem Elokeichem, ba'leches b'chol drocho, u'ledavka bo.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor and dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. And thank you for learning with us.